Hey there, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
What is up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in today. We are Rachel and Jessica from All Things Sensory by Harkla, and today is episode 171. What are we talking about, Jess?
Okay. We are talking about the tactile system and how it relates to getting dressed. Now, we do have an episode on tactile processing. I believe it's called The Power of Touch, and that's episode 33. So, you should definitely listen to that episode, but today we're going to talk specifically about getting dressed and how getting dressed, or how tactile processing affects getting dressed.
Yeah, it's a question that we get pretty often, and where that episode 33 is really helpful to understand the tactile system overview. We wanted to do an episode that really broke down the connection between the tactile system and kiddos struggling with wearing clothes, different clothing textures, getting dressed, that ADL component.
Yeah, because there's a lot that goes into getting dressed, motor planning, body awareness, but it's also partially related to the tactile system. And so if your child has tactile hypersensitivities, chances are they're probably going to struggle in some area of getting dressed, wearing certain clothes, that kind of thing.
Yep. And if you're a new listener, that hypersensitivity means that they are oversensitive to tactile input, which means they're very sensitive. They're going to have an overreaction to feelings and textures and touch more so than a person who modulates or processes that input appropriately.
Right. And it's important to remember that children with tactile processing challenges truly feel pain with certain textures, like actual physical pain. It doesn't make sense to those of us who don't struggle with tactile processing, but it is real for them.
What is so interesting to me is our body is designed, and we'll go into this a little bit more, but just to be aware, our body and brain are designed to filter out this unnecessary input constantly, 24/7, all day long. So right now, Jess, we're wearing clothes.
Are we though?
That sounded weird. Okay. So we're wearing clothes right now. We're not thinking about it, right?
No.
We're not thinking about how tight they are or the fact that they're itching the tag in the back. Maybe
I was just trying to feel I don't have a tag on this shirt.
I don't either. Mine's tagless.
I have a tag on my pants though, and I don't notice it.
Yeah. So we're not thinking about that consciously, but which is good. That's how it's supposed to be. But for people who don't have a well-modulated tactile system, they can't filter out that input, that feeling of their clothes. That's all they can think about. They can't focus on their schoolwork. They can't focus on listening to this podcast because they're constantly in that fight or flight mode of my clothing is bothering me. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't focus on anything else. And that's when it is an issue.
Now, this is also going to have an effect on children who have a retained spinal Gallant reflex, because any stimulation to the back, specifically the lower back, is going to cause that reflex to react. So if your child has an unintegrated spinal Gallant reflex, then loose clothing that moves and tickles their back is going to cause them to have challenges.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's talk about how do you know if your child struggles with tactile processing overall?
Okay, so the first one is your child does not like to be touched. Maybe as an infant, they did not like to be held.
Or maybe they only were calm when they were being held.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vice
versa. Or being touched. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like to get messy.
Or they seek out getting messy.
Too much.
They seek out too much of that tactile input.
They might also be a picky eater because we do have those tactile receptors in our mouth, believe it or not. So kiddos who are sensitive to different textures orally, they are most likely going to be considered a picky eater.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they refuse to crawl or walk on certain surfaces or different types of grass or dirt.
Yeah, and I'll give you a real life example because this is the season that I'm in right now. Trip does not like, Trip's 11 months old and we're recording this. He does not love to crawl on grass or rocks or hard floors. But once he modulates the input, he will get down and he will crawl. So initially he's bear crawling and then either he gets tired and he wants to just crawl or he's like, oh, okay, I can handle this input. He'll crawl normally in that normal quad crawl.
Yeah, but so for a child who struggles with tactile processing, they're not going to be able to do mm-hmm. that.
Or maybe if they're trying to crawl in the grass, they'll, and they're, you know, Trip's age, they'll just get up and it'll motivate them to walk faster and they'll just try to stand up and avoid it, or they'll just sit there and cry.
So oftentimes a child who maybe skips crawling could be related to their tactile system.
It's all connected.
It is all connected. That's true. Let's move on.
So they might also struggle at bedtime because they have that feeling of the sheets and the blankets that they can't tune out. It's uncomfortable to them, whether it's the light touch. I know I can't sleep with just a like a sheet on in the summer. I have to have like heavy blankets on.
Mm-hmm. That weighted blanket comes in handy.
Sure does.
And then last but not least, challenges with getting dressed. So refusing specific clothing items. Maybe they will only wear one shirt or one specific pair of pants, even if those clothing items are dirty. It doesn't matter. That's the only ones they'll wear.
Mm-hmm. And I think so much of this comes into play as, you know, adults, right? Let's talk about us. We have preferences. Kids have preferences.
True. Yes.
We should be flexible. We should be able to be flexible. It's when these challenges impact our ability to get through our day with ease that it really is, it needs to be addressed.
And when it's causing infants to skip developmental mm-hmm. milestones that are important for development and primitive reflex integration. So yeah, when it causes issues on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a question that we get often. You know, my kiddo will only wear a certain type of underwear, or they'll only wear their socks turned inside out. Well, are there any other challenges? If they have to wear their socks the right side, will it ruin their entire day?
Exactly. Does it really matter, or is it only because it feels weird to you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question to ask yourself. You know, I think about my kid, and this whole summer he's been, it was not really a fight, but I'd have to convince him to wear shorts when it was 100 degrees out because he just wanted to wear his jeans because he likes how he looks in jeans.
Oh, bless his heart.
So I have to take it back and be like, okay, is this an issue for me? Especially if we're just inside where it's not 100 degrees and he's not going to get super sweaty and gross. But when we're outside, yeah, you should wear shorts because it's really hot out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so ask yourself, why is it an issue?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's because it's your own preference, then you got to get rid of that.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to get rid of it. You have to...
Is it a big problem or a little problem?
Is it a, what size of problem is it really here? Thank you.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about if your child struggles with tactile processing and modulation, what activities can you do to help them?
First, you can go listen to episode 33.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And then you should probably listen to our episode on proprioceptive input.
Mm, yep, because you want more heavy work, more proprioceptive input for these kids.
In addition, you want more messy play. So that means doing crafts that involve getting their hands covered in glue or mixing slime or playing with Orbeez or crinkling wet paper or playing in a sensory bin.
All of them.
Dirt. Just let your kiddo get messy. And if they don't, if they don't like to, start slow. Follow their lead. Model. You sit down and play with them. Have fun. Just take it slow.
Hold up. Before we get started, we have to let you know that we have an exciting announcement. Something new is happening tomorrow.
Now, don't fast forward because this is a free thing that we're doing. So you don't want to miss out. It's free. It's free.
It's free. Okay. So what are we doing? We are hosting a free webinar on sensory diets. So it's just a quick webinar that goes through what a sensory diet is, how to use it, why to use it, just like a zhup, zhup, zhup.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's going to be quick. It's going to be simple. And you're going to get some freebies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you're ready to jump into our full sensory diet course, you can, and you'll get a little discount if you make it through to the end of the webinar. But this is happening tomorrow, Thursday, September 23rd at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
That is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those of you who struggle with time zone changes like Jessica.
Come on now.
I've got it.
You probably do.
Okay. So tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, we're going to be chatting about our favorite thing, sensory diet. So come hang out with us, get some freebies, and you can register to join. You have to register to join using the link in the show notes or the link in our bio and Instagram.
If you're listening to this after September 23rd, that's okay. You can still register and get a recording of the webinar. But if you want to join us live so that you can interact with us and ask us questions, you need to sign up now.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow. We're super excited. Thanks for listening. Let's talk about what we're talking about today.
Okay. For a kiddo who is really adverse to getting their hands messy, you can always start by providing them with other ways of interacting with the material. So they can wear gloves, or they can use a plastic bag over their hand. Maybe they use a spoon to stir. You can set this up though too. So maybe use a really small spoon so their hand gets really close to the mixture as they're stirring and maybe gets a little bit on their hand. And then they have the option to wash it off so they feel comfortable.
Maybe you're mixing with a spoon for them and you accidentally on purpose drop the spoon into the mixture and you need their help to save the spoon.
That is my favorite thing. It's like sabotage. You're sabotaging the activity to help this child interact with the messy play.
Maybe it's not even a spoon you drop. Maybe it's their car, their favorite car. They're like, you have to rescue the car from the Orbeez. Oh, no.
That voice was my favorite. That was my favorite.
You're welcome.
That's a really good one, too, actually, is to do like a toy wash. So you get your toys all messy and mud or shaving cream, and then you have to give them a bath and wash them off. And that can be a really fun, messy play activity. Yes.
Another one that I love is having the kiddo help clean up, whether it's mealtime, an activity, anything. And I will give you a specific example of a kiddo that I was working with who we were working on feeding. And the kiddo was a picky eater because they struggled with tactile processing. Like we said, it's all connected. But the kiddo didn't eat anything, didn't touch anything until I said it was time to clean up. And they touched it all and threw it in the garbage or put it in the sink. And I was like, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win in my book.
And then take it even farther from there and talk about the fact that they were able to touch it without anything bad happening.
Yes. Just they survived.
Bring it calmly to their attention. Don't make them feel bad about it. Just say like, oh, I like how you picked it up to put it in the trash. Nothing bad happened. That was super easy.
Yeah. How does it feel? What do you notice?
Yeah.
You're still breathing? Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you can if you have a really good playful interaction with the kid. Absolutely. Make it into a game.
Yes. So more cleanup. Put the dishes in the dishwasher. Put them in the sink. Put it in the trash. Scrape the plates. Just interact with cleaning up at mealtime.
I mean, that's just an overall basic life skill that we should be teaching our children anyway.
That is true.
We went there. Being really assertive today. Don't take offense. This is my personal opinion.
Okay, let's talk about more specific activities and strategies and awareness for kiddos who struggle specifically with dressing if it's related to tactile processing.
So we say this every single time, but you have to identify the why. Why are they struggling with it? Is it the type of clothing, like what the clothing is made out of? Is it the seams or the tags? Does looser fitting clothing bother the child, or does tighter fitting clothing bother them?
Yeah, so you really have to put those sensory goggles on and recognize what the underlying cause is, what the underlying challenge is, and then we're going to adjust accordingly. So purchase specific clothing that has textures that they prefer. If they like cotton, if they like knit, if they like the stretchy clothes, the loose clothes.
Yeah, that goes, I think that goes back to like letting them wear their socks inside out as well. You know, it goes back to letting the child be in charge because they have preferences.
So going along with that, let them pick out their own clothes. If they are going to throw a fit because you picked out this super cute overall set and it's really itchy and scratchy, say, that's okay. I thought it was cute, but maybe next time you can go to the store with me and you can help me pick out the clothes.
That's really good, especially as your child gets a little bit older and if they are able to express their preferences to you, take them with you so that they can choose what they're going to be comfortable in.
Okay. Get used to turning clothes inside out to avoid seams. Unfortunately, all clothes aren't made seamless and they all aren't sensory friendly. It was like that sports bra that I got from Lululemon.
I saw your story on that. Yeah, you really liked it.
I loved it. It's super comfy, except for the fact that the seams are just so bothersome.
Mm-hmm. It's a bummer.
It is.
But it happens.
Yeah.
And then if you do have clothing that your child can tolerate, but the tags drive them crazy, cut the tags off.
Or buy tagless clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can also try purchasing clothes that are tighter. So maybe a size too small, or specifically purchase compression clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get a compression garment that goes down over their trunk, over their hips, that will be better for them.
I know that one's a tricky one because in the past we've recommended swim shirts
mm-hmm.
that are a couple sizes too small mm-hmm. to provide that compression. But then the problem is they're too short mm-hmm. and they don't cover the entire trunk or down to the hips. And so it doesn't really provide good compression.
No, I like the shirts from Smart Knit Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are good. You can find those on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But if, on the flip side, if the tight clothes bother them, purchase some clothes that are looser. So maybe a size too big.
Mm-hmm. Easy, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Vibration is a really great strategy for desensitization. A lot of kids with tactile hypersensitivity might not enjoy vibration initially because it's a lot of input.
Another thing that you can try is to find a therapist trained in the brushing protocol. So the Wilbarger brushing protocol or the deep pressure proprioceptive touch protocol. This is something that you don't want to just Google and follow the instructions or the demonstration on YouTube because it's very specific. I've seen a lot of different YouTube videos showing and demonstrating how to do it that just aren't correct, aren't the way that I was trained.
Mm-hmm.
And that scares me.
Sounds a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But search around, ask around, find a therapist who's trained in it because the brushing protocol is designed for children who have tactile processing challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Another one of our favorites is the listening program.
We talk about these two things all the time.
Now, if people would implement them consistently,
which we know you are, we're not saying you don't, you totally do.
No.
Right?
Yeah, you do. The results are exponential.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me in doing the listening program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to do it consistently every day.
It's hard. Life gets in the way.
It is. You got to set a reminder on your phone.
Yep, but you still try.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the listening program from Advanced Brain Technologies was designed for individuals who are hypersensitive to sensory input.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect.
Yep. Okay. Integrate those retained reflexes that are causing sensory overload, anxiety, hypersensitivity. Like Jessica mentioned, that spinal gallant reflex is a big one that we see. So work on integrating that one. If you need some ideas, we do have a course on primitive reflex integration with some functional activities to do to help integrate that reflex as well as others.
Yep. And then you can get, you know, we talked about compression clothing, but compression clothing can also be worn under regular clothes
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, maybe you get just like a plain white compression shirt and then your child can also wear their favorite t-shirt over it.
Yep. So there it is in a nutshell. Tactile processing, dressing skills, some ideas for you to take away. Just remember that our tactile system is constantly working. It's constantly on. It's constantly processing and modulating the world around us. And it's a big sensory system. You've got a lot of skin on your body.
You do. And when the messages from your skin are telling your brain to go into fight or flight because the clothing is rubbing you wrong on your skin, we know that something isn't working right and we need to address it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I think that's all.
I think that's all. Yeah. Hopefully you guys aren't too offended by me telling you what to do.
It is a podcast. That's our job, is to tell you what to do. No, our job is to recommend what you should do.
There you go.
Yeah. But you
guys, take it or leave it.
You guys have listened to us long enough. You know our sense of humor.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Leave us a review and let us know.
All right. Thanks for listening. We love you. Okay. Bye.
Okay. We'll see you next week. Talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
We won't see you.
No, we'll talk.
We'll see you on Instagram though. Oh. Make sure you're following along at All Things Sensory Podcast and at Harkla_family.
Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is @Harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla, whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings. The discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.